Many people tell the Christmas story in ways that relate to their lives, including this way. An immigrant couple arrives in a foreign land. She's about to have a baby, so they need to find shelter quickly. Maria Hinojosa, the host of NPR's Latino USA, sent us this postcard about the Christmas nativity story as celebrated by Mexicans in New York.
When I was a kid, my family would load up the station wagon in Chicago and drive to Mexico to spend La Navidad in the home country. Once I had my own kids, we spent many holidays in my husband's home country, the Dominican Republic. But this year, my family is staying in New York. You know, the kids wanted that traditional, quintessential American snow-white Christmas. But I live in a modern urban center in the United States in the year 2010. So just how far from a Latin American Christmas did I really think I could get? About 50 people, adults and children, are singing in the narrow hallway of a five-story walk-up apartment building. They're celebrating one of the most traditional rituals of the Mexican Christmas season, La Posada, a reenactment of a homeless Joseph and Mary looking for shelter before the birth of Jesus. We've come to my friend Silvia's apartment. The entire front room has been cleared of furniture to make room for the arrival of the posada. There's just a stand where the nativity scene will go, a 3-foot-tall replica of the manger with statues of Joseph and Mary. Suddenly, dozens of bundled-up women, men, and kids are climbing the steep staircase, singing and carrying the nativity scene. The point is to try to convince the people inside the apartment to open their home to those of us on the outside representing Joseph and Mary. Silvia's apartment door finally opens, and this huge group of people tries to squeeze in.
Vengan, vengan!
En el nombre del cielo.
Carmen Garcia organized the posada with her husband. Carmen came to the United States when she was 7. But Mexico is still in her heart.
We feel like we are in Mexico. I know it's totally different because in Mexico they have a big yard and we don't have to go up and down on the staircase with the strollers, with the babies, and you know. And it's very difficult for us, but we come because we want it, we like it, and we have fun.
But the most fun is for the kids. It's the moment they've been waiting for, breaking la piñata, just like I did as a kid in Mexico.
Yay, mommy! Thank you.
I asked someone, an older woman who's joined in with the singing, what it means to keep the posada tradition alive in New York. She says, life can be hard here and monotonous, and there can be sadness and insecurity about our futures. This is a way in which we just bring alegría, joy, into people's homes. In this holiday season, I will take the alegría from the streets of Spanish Harlem to heart.
Maria Hinojosa is the host of NPR's Latino USA. To see pictures of La Posada, visit NPR.org, which is where you can also find some of the season's other takes on Christmas. NPR's John Burnett checks the facts in the nativity scene. Annie Lennox talks with Michelle Martin about her Christmas tunes. We put links on Facebook and Twitter. We're at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. This is NPR News.